Well, admittedly, I don't think Coast.
I don't have quorum in the room.
I gotta get Laura. Let me go get Laura.
You just start here, right? Start it?
Yep.
How's everybody? All right? Over there.
Yes.
Thank you for coming, everyone.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
I'd like to call the meeting to order. Approve the minutes of July 9th.
So moved.
And
second.
16th meeting. Any questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Before we give way to our honorable county clerk, I just want to block resolutions 316 through 337 preschool.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor to block?
Aye.
Aye. All in favor on the resolution?
Mr. Chair, just really quickly. So, through the chair to Mr. Deputy County Executive Mark Ryder, just to verify,
these last 4 years spent expenditures.
And it's been consistent over, relatively speaking.
And so, in the past, we had done 2-year contracts. The state just allowed us to have the rates be steady for the next 4 years, which allows us to go through and do 4-year contracts.
And we're accruing some level of savings in terms of any escalations or what? What's going on?
Yes, we will accrue some savings, plus it's honestly more efficient to do the 4-year contracts when it's the state rates.
True.
So these are all geographically and service-based driven.
Yeah.
There's only certain licensed providers in certain geographical areas for the services that they're providing.
Okay. Any comment from the Office of the Executive? Office of the Controller? No? Okay, cool. All right, Mr. Chair, thank you.
All right, any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 On the resolution, right?
Yep, that was
on
that.
Did you get motion for that?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
No. We voted on the block, and then that was just now that this is the vote on the resolution.
Yeah, we did it. Somebody had to move it in a second.
Yeah, we did.
Hector and
Ken.
Okay. All right, one more block.
Transportation.
Well, blocking 338, 341, 342. Motion to block those three, please. Bus service.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
On the resolution to move 338, 341, 342. We'll make a motion to move those three.
I'll second.
Second. Questions? Nope. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, Nina, all yours. Resolution.
You have trying to find the resolution,
right? Oh, okay.
Hold on.
It's over in there.
Which one?
350.
350.
Okay, good.
Let's move it first. Resolution
so
350.
Moved.
Move second. Second. Okay.
I thought Laura seconded.
You're getting a little slow. You're getting a little slow there.
Nina, it's all yours.
Laura got you.
Okay, so we're very fortunate. We applied for a Daphne grant from the Dormitory Authority, and we were awarded that grant. So at this point, we're ready to sign the contracts and move forward. We just need the legislature to accept the grant and have our chairman sign the agreement with the state. And we received full funding, $249,467, to pay for the, that is exactly what plus does. To purchase a new motor vehicle bus. So there'll be no cost to the county for the new bus. It will be paid for by this grant.
Okay.
Super.
Okay.
Sorry. Yes.
I just want to thank Nina for her persistence on trying to find funding sources for this. You know, this is a service that I feel we should have done even if we had to pay the full cost, and I just really appreciative of Senators Seward, Amador, and then Senators Bonasick and Larkin for being able to secure this money for us, because, representing the town of Shangum, Hector knows, representing New Paltz and from living in Plattekill, and Legislator Nolan from being, way up on the mountain in Shandaken, that... You know, it's tough to get to Kingston to do your DMV stuff, and a lot more people are doing them online, which loses us the county portion of the funding. And I know that my constituents really appreciate the service of the DMV bus, and every time it's not there, there's almost a riot, mm-hmm. and every time it is there, there is always a line. Somebody I work with, a friend of mine who also lives in Walk Hill, has said that she's never actually been to a DMV. She's only ever known the DMV bus.
Oh, that's a wonderful.
And And she actually says that the people at the DMV bus are nicer than the people at the regular DMV, which I'll tell you that.
And you know that they're all the same. Exactly.
But again, my constituents would normally go to the Newburgh DMV or the Port Jervis DMV or the Fishkill or Beacon DMVs rather than come to Kingston. So we're just spreading out the love, if you will, of our wonderful DMV clerk.
Mr. They'll go to Delaware. If they up in Sorbies, they'll go up to Greene County.
Yeah.
So, and vice versa, we pull a lot from those other counties, and we retain that revenue.
Absolutely. We're actually pulling revenue from these other counties.
And I want to thank this committee and also the full legislature, because at the time that this was voted on back in December 2017, there was no guarantee that we were going to get any funding for that bus. And you all had enough faith in our office and what we were doing to move it forward. So I really, really appreciate that. And I do agree, Ken, that it's a wonderful service. We don't realize, but if you live down in Ellenville and you have to come register a car, because you have to come into our office to register a car, and you buy a car, that's 45 minutes an hour here, an hour in the office, an hour back, that's 3 hours, that's a half a day from work.
And you have to already have another car.
And you have to come, yes.
Yeah.
So,
thank you. So
I'm
sorry.
Oh.
We're done.
You're done.
Yeah. We're good.
Oh, no problem.
We're good.
Was that
the DMV's been really,
thanks,
really good?
Thanks.
Are you finding that you're getting more?
Yes. Matter of fact, Morgan and I were just speaking in regard to that.
We're still on that one right now.
We haven't called the phone. Is the fact that with the real ID and enhanced driver's licenses, what you used to do is when you had your driver's license renewed, you would come into our office and take an eye test. We would scan the little barcode on the renewal, and you would be done. So it would be a 5 to 7 minute transaction. Mm-hmm. What we're doing now is a 25 minute transaction. Everything needs to be scanned. Okay. It's a two-person transaction. So it is very, very time-consuming. And so we are, and we have some in our budget, really, for employee come January, because we just need it. And with laws that we're seeing might be coming down the pike very shortly, they will impact us also tremendously. And you know what, the most important thing is to try to serve the constituents of the county as efficiently as we can. And if the state's telling us we need to take a half hour to process an enhanced driver's license or a real ID, our hands are tied, and people become frustrated, and it's difficult for everyone. So we're dealing with it the best we can. And the motor vehicle bus, we do real IDs on the bus, we just cannot do enhanced. Because enhanced is a travel document, and the state forces us to use two employees to do that one transaction.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. See all the love in this room?
And I give it right back. I love everybody.
You get about $250,000, the rest going to come out of next year's budget?
No, it pays for everything. It will not cost the county one penny for that motor vehicle bus.
It's so amazing.
It's one of the benefits of having four state senators. There are a lot of negatives to having four state senators, but one of the benefits is when they all work together, they can really come up with a good piece of funding for such an important thing.
Well, and the thing which is also very important to note is that every one of those senators had the motor vehicle bus in their one of their towns. And what that speaks volumes for, and I can't take credit because that was decided before I became the county clerk when I was only a deputy, but it speaks volumes because we have spread that bus throughout the county, and that's the most important thing. And I know Shandaken, we had to cut back a little bit because we weren't doing the volume and it wasn't cost effective, and Warfield, we were doing so much more, but we still come to Shandaken. So we try to reach out to all outlying areas as much as we can. All right,
Nina,
thank you. I appreciate you taking the time.
Okay, on the resolution, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay, now where are we?
Now you go back to 15.
Excuse me, I apologize for being late. I've got unavoidably held up.
You ever know what the rule is?
You just seceded. What is the rule?
You're late, you got to buy dinner for the whole
thing. Oh, okay.
Richard usually brings meatballs.
Okay.
Richard,
thank you.
Richard has his wife make meatballs.
So go back to 15,
I thought Richard made the meatballs.
Okay.
All right. That's why I like to try them first.
You'll have to give me the recipe. okay, Resolution 15, setting a public hearing on the proposed local law number 1 of 2019.
I will move it.
Second.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
As the sponsor is not present, I would like to move to postpone Resolution 15.
Second.
All in favor? Okay. All in favor for postponement?
Aye.
All Okay, so moved. Now, 36, did you, you
339
did the block.
Now.
You did
yeah,
the
339.
So you can do 339.
Yep.
340 and then 343.
Okay, so we'll block 339. Where am I?
No, we did the block already. This is just
no, but for the bus service.
We
330.
Did that
oh, you
we did
three. Okay, so you just. All right. Resolution 339 approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Roundout Legal Services Inc. Department of Social Services.
I'll move it.
Second. All in favor?
Well, hold on. Oh. Just real quick.
Yes.
I mean, so this is Mark. Just to verify, this is still the same amount from last year.
Yes, this is
an extension.
The second of two options. So
okay.
This will be, they'll have to go back out to
bid
RFP
after okay.
on this next
okay.
time around, but this
okay.
is the last option. Same,
okay.
Same amount.
Then it's a not,
okay.
It's a not to exceed amount that's done on a, you know,
$110,000
not
to exceed.
Not to exceed, and then they do it by bill, you know, bill invoices. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got it.
Great. All right.
Okay. Okay. All, yes. Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 340 approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Ellison Krauss, LMSW, Department of Social Services.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 343 approving the execution. I'm sorry?
Okay. Did you do 341, 342, and 343?
That was
yes,
the block.
That
when
was,
the bus.
Yes,
that was the second
block
when we had the buses.
Okay.
So.
I'm sorry.
No,
that's
you're
okay.
good. You're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So resolution 343 approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Freer Abstract Inc. Department of Finance.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 344 approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County American Tower Management LLC Emergency Management.
Moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So moved. Resolution 345 approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Ride Systems LLC UCAT.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 346 approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Doran Precision Systems Inc. UCAT.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm borrowing your
Resolution 347 approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Geoa P. Embret Inc. doing business as Newcastle Communications Information Services.
Move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 348 approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County National Business Equipment LLC Information Services.
Move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 349 approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amount amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Tyler Technologies Inc. Information Services.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 351 approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County T. McElligott Inc. Department of Public Works.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
All in
just,
favor?
Through the chairwoman
yes?
to which one of these was for curbing at for New Paltz? Because I had a question about whether I should recuse myself from that. I'm not seeing it going through the list real quick.
Yeah, it's not this one. I'm not sure.
It was New Paltz and Gardner, and it was up off of Butterville Road.
Well,
and
what?
As an employee...
Yeah, you don't have to recuse yourself for something like that.
Is it curving or shoulders?
Shoulders.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's a county road. I mean,
it's a county
so
road,
it's not
so
this
it
one, so it has
okay.
nothing to do with the town. It
sure.
just happens to be in the town.
But even then, though,
okay.
even your role is so vastly different from anything. Like, that's not your purview. I mean, if you worked in highway, then... You don't work in highway.
I mean, we do share equipment, but no.
Yeah.
On resolution 351, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 352, amending the 2019 Ulster County budget to accept an allocation of Family First transition funds from New York State Office of Children and Family Services, Department of Social Services.
Move it.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 353, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Office of Victim Services for Victims of Crime Act, Victim and Witness Assistance Grant Program, Department of Social Services.
Move it.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
I'm sorry?
I said this is a wonderful program. It's nice that they got funding to continue it.
Right. All in favor?
Aye.
Bless you. Resolution 354, amending the 2019 Ulster County budget to accept increased funding from New York State Office for People with Developmental Disabilities for a direct support program cost of living adjustment and a minimum wage adjustment, Department of Mental Health. Move. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 355, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 6 of 2019, a local law increasing the salary and hours of the Commissioner of Social Services to be held on Tuesday, September 10, 2019 at 6:20 p.m.
I'll move it for discussion.
I'll second it.
Okay.
I mean, it does include going from 35 hours to 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
So,
which
I'm sure he's already working.
I actually think that although, you know, as a commissioner, I think that you're pretty much working whatever you need to work. I think all the department heads, Mark works more than 40 hours. He's here with us this evening as a deputy county executive. But, I don't actually think, this is going to sound weird, I actually think that it probably is warranted, but I have a concern about doing something like this in the middle of the year outside of the budget cycle. I also have a concern, the same concern I raised last month, about raising the salary of somebody, even a commissioner, in the midst of a compensation study. I think that, I don't know if this person's involved in that study or not, but those are two concerns I have. I'll support it to go to public hearing, but again, I think that this is something that should happen after the budget,
mm-hmm.
and we should increase the salary in the budget and then do a local law to raise the salary to satisfy the requirements of commissioners being a local law.
Mm-hmm. Mark?
I will say, I believe this is different as far as the salary study, because the salary is going to look at what we're paying per hour as far as the rate. We're not adjusting the rate in this case at all. We're just taking Commissioner Iaposi from 35 to 40 hours. He is one of the department heads, there's not very many of them, whose hours are set by local law. So that's why we're doing it this way as opposed to the budget cycle. I understand what you're saying. We could have done it in the budget cycle and then done it the other way. This is something that's been talked about with prior administrations and the commissioner for a long time, and I just felt like it was time to get it done and it didn't need to wait for the budget cycle.
Is that because there's money in the budget for this department to do the increase?
There is money in the budget. That this doesn't need a budget modification.
Okay.
He also works closer to 70 hours a week. You know, being in the care and custody of all of the foster children, he'll get calls at 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I've run the hours of what, you know, department heads typically work, and yes, many of them work over 35, but not many of them work nearly as close to what this commissioner is working. So I just felt it was warranted, and it's within the budget.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, you know, I mean, it's disappointing if the previous administration promised him and just didn't come through. I mean, obviously, I think Mike is invaluable to us, and I'll be supporting this. While I will echo some of the comments that the minority leader, I also recognize that he may have been begged off too long after too many times with regards to this. And so if we need to make good, we need to make good. So,
Legislator Ron.
Thank you. I respect everything that Deputy County Executive Ryder said. I would be more comfortable doing it after the budget than before. Is, you know, using vacancy savings or something of that. Like, I'm not wild about, you know, to do something like this middle of the year. But I started my comments by saying it's probably more. I would almost go out to say it is warranted. But I try not to ever use an absolute. So it's most likely warranted, but I would feel more comfortable in the budget, but we'll have a public hearing.
Legislator Jarantine.
Yeah, I don't think the question is here being warranted. I think we all agree upon that he's very deserving of it, knowing how Mike operates and runs that department. The question I would have is, like Ken has mentioned, the fact that, you know, mid-year we're giving out raises, mm-hmm. right, wrong, or indifferent. Maybe we can incorporate that. You know, we would give the raise starting January 1st of 2020 or something along those lines. We get involved with the increases in salaries along the budget line or budget year. I mean, why would we even go through a budget process? I mean, it just baffles me. I mean, we're talking about $3,800, $38,811. Sure, you know, it's not going to hurt the county, it's not going to hurt Mike. Balance of the year, or is that the salary from now to the end of the year, or is that the salary a whole year?
That's
a yearly
county year? Appropriated funds.
All right, so it's the proportion.
It's the county's proportion, which is not. I mean, I think it's 80% state funded.
Yeah. 80% state funded.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the benefit. I mean, you know,
so the increase is going to be
the increase
another
is about 50. It takes from one. It takes them up to 128. It's about a $15,000.
Okay, it's not a $3,800 raise.
No salt potato.
$38. No, I mean, that's a nice raise for anybody.
For an annual raise, yes. Annual, not for the rest.
I just have some concerns doing, you know, giving increases during the budget year or the calendar year.
Legislative Red Raiders.
Well, I mean, but we've already seen that happen already. I mean, with regards to, you know, there have been increases in salaries for different employees already. So it's not as if, you know, we've already seen that transpire.
Mm-hmm. Legislator Nell.
So it was striking to me on the Public Health Committee that we had this commissioner at 35 hours a week ever. And with the increase in the demands that are happening with the number of people dealing with opioids, issues and others, so we've had increase in the workload from that. So if there's anybody that deserves a look in the middle of the year, it's this commissioner.
Okay.
To circle back to what Legislator Rodriguez and Jarantine have said about, you know, there have been, I think, several mid-year salary increases, in the executive side of the government, you know, throughout the whole. All the departments and everything, and you know, the concern that I have about using the argument that, you know, it's going to come out of vacancy savings or whatnot, that there's money in the budget, it's not going to require a budget modification, it's not going to require more money, you know, every subsequent year it's going to cost more money, so it's not budget neutral in next year's budget. So that's something I'd like to this committee in particular to make sure that we keep on the front of our mind, is that, you know, when we go into next year's budget, all the raises are going to be an increase over the budgeted, you know, amounts that they're there this year.
How close are we to the audit of personnel?
Can you give us an update?
The kickoff.
I'm sorry?
I believe yesterday was the kickoff.
And when? What's the timeline? If you could share that, please.
I was not at that kickoff meeting, but my understanding is that it's a 2 to 3 month process.
Okay.
The turnaround.
So this job is not classified in the salary, correct?
It would be.
It would be.
But again, for you're not going to look at it. It's going to be the rate that this person is making, the hourly rate, and whether that hourly rate is along the same lines as those throughout. I mean, I think there's other departments and other, whether it's within the administration or other electeds, that throughout the year will go from 35 to 37 and a half to 40 hours a week. It's just that in this case, this specific department head his hours are set by local law, which is not the case for every employee in this county. And so in order to change his hours, has to be done through local law. There are others that it has to be done in a simple payroll sheet. And it never comes through the legislature, and it's not administration only that it is that way. It could be in the sheriff's going from whatever to whatever. It could be in other elected officials where they're having their staff work additional hours over 35. Again, we have to do it this way for the Commissioner Iposi because his hours are set. He's one of a few that are set through a local law.
Okay. On the resolution, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Resolution 356, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for FY19 State Homeland Security Program, Emergency Communications, and Emergency Management.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 357, approving the New York State Office of Children and Family Services 2019 Resource Allocation Plan, Youth Bureau.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 358, authorizing a grant application to the New York State Department of Transportation to apply, accept, and administer 2019 Accelerated Transit Capital Grant Funding and authorizing the Ulster County Executive to execute any required applications or agreements to accept funding, Department of Public Transportation, UCAT.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 360, authorizing the Ulster County Executive to execute a contract with the New York State Housing Transit Fund Corporation represented by the Office of Community Renewal for federal funding for the implementation of community development block grants and amending the 2019 Ulster County Budget Department of Planning. Move?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 361, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services, Project GIVE, District Attorney.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 362, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a government entity lease disclosure sheet, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Just, what is this?
This is us subleasing. We're catching up on the sublease. We have yet to be paid for DOL when we move to Boyce's Lane. We need to get this in place, and then it will revert all the way back. We lease the space, and we sublease to DOL.
Got
this
it.
Sheet needs to be done to complete that.
Got it.
That five-year lease.
All right, good enough.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 363, amending the 2019 Ulster County budget, extreme winter recovery funding appropriation, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 365, establishing capital project number 550, fairground improvements, and amending the 2019 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works.
Moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 367, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Pittengaro and Deutsch Consulting Engineers PC, Department of Public Works.
Moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 368, amending the 2019-2024 Capital Improvement Program, establishing capital project number 551, Creekside Drive, Road Settlement, Town of Shandaken, and amending the 2019 Capital Fund Budget, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 370, abandoning a portion of County Road Number 29A located in the town of Rochester, removing a portion of County Road Number 29A from the county road map, and authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to sign intermunicipal agreements with the town of Rochester, Department of Public Works.
I'll
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
It's not Poodle Hole Road, is it?
No, it's not.
No.
It's it, this is by Kaiserreich. This is by the bridge, okay, by the firehouse.
Yeah,
this is
how much is the acreage though?
We're
talking about
not minimal, right? What's the actual amount?
It's not
even a quarter of an acre, I don't think.
It's the back of the
firehouse. Yeah.
So they can expand. The town's actually going to turn around and sell it to the firehouse, the fire district, and then they're going to expand onto that.
And
right.
Supervisor was here supporting it.
Yeah.
Well, the last time Dennis was here supporting things like this, I think it was like acreage upon acreage.
He was here on
CDBG, so.
But you guys already passed.
No. The last time that we did a road abandonment was probably was a couple months ago, but it was like acreage.
You got here for that.
So, all right,
on the resolution,
aye.
All in favor? Opposed? Resolution 371.
Great Dennis giveaway.
Authorizing the Commissioner of Finance to accept bids for parcels of county-owned real property for private sale and authorizing the Chair of the Ulster County Legislature to convey such parcels.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And Resolution 372, authorizing the conveyance of county-owned property to the original owner's Department of Finance.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. New business? Any new business? Okay. Old business. I just want to give an update. We met with, at the last Ways and Means, there was some conversation around sunsetted position and the funding and when it goes away, etc., and tracking. If you noticed in your OneDrive, you had the list of jobs that were funded from Sherry Cross and Bert Gulnick. We are working with them on access for our financial folks to access aspects of Munis so that we can produce our own report and we can then do a check and balance with the finance team. And we've also talked about, and we haven't flushed it all out yet, but we're waiting to see what happens with the Munis training. But we're also talking about how to identify these jobs in the budget cycle. When you get the sheet listing the jobs for a various department, annotating which jobs are fully funded or partially funded will be helpful in the process. So I think we're moving towards getting more information around that. I'd like to thank Bert and Sherry for their help in sorting through some of this. They were very cooperative.
Great.
So,
okay.
Anything else? Okay, I'll hear a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Okay, thank you, everyone. And, Rich, thank you.
Anytime.